Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Joost applying the tag. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Appling reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Philly throws the ball into Michaels, who relays the ball to Appling, who tags Rosar trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vallo goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lupien moves to third. Appling moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lupien scores. Appling scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. Papish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Michaels. Joost moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juice scores. McCuskey moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Majeski moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to second. Joe Haynes now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Appling reaches second base with a double. Lupien moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lupien scores. Appling scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields the ball and throws to Haynes covering. Safe. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain goes all the way around to score. Rosar moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Lupien moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lupien scores. Appling moves to third. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Lou Brissy now pitching. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Aaron Robinson. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Wright moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Philly reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Weigel goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Ralph Weigel now catching. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.